This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Last night in Miami, Justin Bieber was arrested for... Oh, no, wait. Sorry, wrong program. Last night, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew... Yeah, that's better. Jack Lew said he is going to run out of money a little bit earlier than he had been thinking. Lew, of course, has the debt limit firmly in his sights, the date by which Congress will have to raise the amount that Lew can borrow to pay our debts or else. Late February is the new estimate, when the money coming in basically won't cover the money going out. And so not for the first time, it does kind of make one think the government is living paycheck to paycheck. Marketplace's David Gura gets us going.
After we hit the debt limit, the Treasury Department could keep us solvent for a little while longer using what are called extraordinary measures.
The X date is when the extraordinary measures run out.
Steve Bell's a guy who pays close attention to that X date and how much cash the government has on hand. He's with the Bipartisan Policy Center. I asked Bell if the government's robbing Peter to pay Paul, if he thinks we're living paycheck to paycheck.
We really are right now.
Maybe not paycheck to paycheck, but payday loan to payday loan.
Payday loan to payday. That's a very good way of putting it, yes.
Of course, the government's getting a much better interest rate than you'd get at a payday lender. Now, it's hard to say precisely when the government will come up short. On any given day, it doesn't know for sure how much money's coming in and how much money's going out. But Bell says if history is any guide...
This is the worst possible time you could have this happen.
Turns out February is a tough month, budget-wise. Alex Gelber teaches public policy at UC Berkeley.
Treasury is going to have a lot of payments going out relative to receipts coming in.
And that's because in February, a lot of Americans file their taxes, Americans who know they're going to get refunds. Rudy Penner is an economist with the Urban Institute. He says on top of that, the government's going to cut a lot of other checks.
They make a gargantuan number of payments.
Interest payments, Social Security payments. In all, we're talking about 3 to 5 million of them each and every day. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.